V'alkein, Rav Nosson says, now you could understand why the Gemara and Shulchan Aruch say that chametz osur v'alkein chametz bePesach b'mashehu. Chametz on Pesach, you're forbidden even to have the tiniest drop. Ki iso, because it's brought in Sforim, shechametz hu bechinas moichin de katnus. Chametz refers to what's the opposite of constricted consciousness. Moichin de katnus means constricted consciousness, or in English, it means where a person is either depressed or, you know, not in a happy frame of mind, not in a state of aliyah. He's in a state of yerida. That's what chometz represents. Because the word chimutz in Hebrew means to spoil, when something spoils or becomes sour. Shemishom achizas ha-sitrachra. And that's what allows the sitrachra, that's what allows the Yetzahara to attach himself to a person. When the person is in moichin de katnus, when he's not in expanded consciousness. Umatza hi moichin de gadlus. Matza is called moichin de gadlus, high-level sechel. Just for a second. The Arizal says that the word matzah is begimatria of sog, ayin beis samach gimel, which are the names of Hashem, which represent chokhma and bina. Those are the two combinations of yud kei vav kei that represent chokhma bina. So that's moichin. Ayin beis 72 plus 63 is begimatria matzah 135, and those two names of Hashem represent moichin. Alkein da'al yodom masikin elakusi isborach. It's through moichin the godless, it's through expanded consciousness that a person is able to draw knowledge of Hashem. Alkein tzrichim li zoher ma'oid mi mashehu chametz. This is why when it comes to chametz, when it comes to chazer, when it comes to meat and milk, when it comes to other things, the Torah doesn't use the term mashehu. But when it comes to chametz, which is a term used related to the thinking process, there, suddenly, the Torah has a completely different set of rules. There, even mashehu, the tiniest drop, is considered also. Ki hashmira mi moichin v'sichlius de sitrachra shein b'chinas chometz v'lizkois l'moichin d'gdushka shein b'chinas hasogas l'kush shein b'chinas matzah hakoil toloi b'mashehu b'chut asayla. Because the ability to guard oneself from moichin of the sitrachra, which is called chometz, or the ability to enter into Moichin Dikdusha, which is called Hasaga Sabukus, which is Matzah, is all Hakoil Tovi B'mashehu, is all dependent on a drop, B'chinas Chut HaSaira. It's all based on hairs. Shebishvil Zeh Nikroim HaTzimtzumim V'Asichliim Sairas Kanal. This is why Rabbeinu Zal in Likut Imran and other Sifrei Kabbalah refer to the Tzimtzumim as hairs. Because when it comes to thoughts, when it comes to thoughts of Kiddusha or Lahavdol, thoughts of the Sitrachra, it's all hair length. It's all that tiny, tiny drop makes worlds of difference. V'zeh shedor shirazal. Now Rav Nosson Zal is going to give us an incredible gift, an incredible piece of advice and information, halucha lamaisa, how to deal with this. V'zeh shedor shirazal v'lo yiroi l'chachometz. It says in the Chumash, there should not be seen to you chametz. You should not see chametz. But it words it in such a way that it could refer to your chametz. Lo yeroi lecho chametz. Your chametz should not be visible to you on Pesach. So the Gemara says on that, shelcho yatoroye. Your chametz you're not allowed to look at on Pesach. Aval atoroye shelacherim. Whereas you are allowed to see someone else's chametz. If I go into a store on Pesach, lahavdil in America, places where there are irreligious, if I go into a store which is selling fruit, apples and oranges, and they're selling bread, and it's owned by a non-Jew, I'm allowed, or even if it's owned by a Jew, I'm allowed to go into that store on Pesach to buy an orange or to buy a fruit. But you're looking at chametz. Yeah, but it's not my chametz. Not mine. I'm allowed to look at it. I don't get a crime for looking at it. And the Gemara, the example that the Gemara gives is she'im nichnas akum lebeis Yisrael. If a non-Jew enters the home of a Jew on Pesach, v'chemtzay biyodoi, and he's holding his sandwich in his hand, the goy is holding his sandwich in his hand, einoi zokuk lohitzioi. The Jew is not obligated to evict the goy because the Jew is not doing any crime by the goy's chametz being in his house. Why? Rav Nosson Zal explains how this ties into our thoughts. Ki chometz v'bechinas chimut samoyach. We said that chometz refers to a spoilage of the brain. Bad thought, shehem machshavei zorois v'ruhurim. This refers to thoughts that are out of bounds, according to the Torah, or bad thoughts about women. Shehem asurim b'mashehu, which we said there, even the tiniest drop is problem. Utzrichem levarom ulevaklam ulegash migvulo. And a Jew has to destroy them and eliminate them and get them out of his bounds. Aval im hodam oises shaloi. However, if a Jew does what he can, if a Jew does what he's supposed to, umizgaber bechol koichoi levair ulegare shamacholis rois mikirbei. He tries to do the best he can to get these thoughts out of his head. Veheim afal pikein boim bal korachacholov bechol pam. And yet he finds that the thoughts are coming into his mind without him trying to draw them in. They're coming against his will. Suddenly he finds his thoughts popping into his mind. Not that he was sitting and thinking about a certain item and building it, fantasizing, sitting in nothing like that. Suddenly out of the clear blue, he's in the middle of learning or davening or working. And suddenly out of the clear blue, a bad thought comes into his mind. Alzeh ein ha'odom chayev klal. The Jew is not punishable for that at all whatsoever. K'may shekosu b'sefer ha'alef beis, as Rabbeinu Zal writes in Sefer Amidos, she'ein ha'odom chayev al ha'hirhurim ha'boim olov, ki'im k'shemaharher v'choyzeru maharher. A Jew gets no sin for a thought, a bad thought that's in his mind for a moment. He gets a sin if he allows that thought to linger. If the thought comes and then he dwells on it in any way, then he's liable. That piece, he's liable for the dwelling. V'chein kosav b'sifroi likutei moran tanina. Rabbeinu Zal writes this also in Likutei Moran, second half. Sheyiyeh ho'odom sheva al taise gam b'machshova. That when a person feels himself being bombarded with wrong thoughts, he should just sit and do nothing. He should just abstain. Just try not to think about it. And whatever is happening to him by itself, without him initiating it, without him bringing it on himself, or trying to hold on to it in any way, he shouldn't worry about it. Don't worry. Don't concern yourself with it. You're just being tested. You're just being offered the chazer. It's only if you hold on to it, then you're guilty for having done something wrong. If somebody offers you chazer, until you eat it, you didn't. Again, when somebody offers you, he puts it right in front of your face. You see it. It's right there. You can even touch it. But unless you take it, you're not liable. This is what the Gemara is alluding to when the Gemara says, Shelcho I atoroya, avlatoroya shelacherim. Your own chametz, you're not allowed to see on, you're not allowed to see. But somebody else's chametz, you're not liable if it's not yours, if you didn't make it yours. She'im nichnasakum. If a guy comes into my house with his sandwich, I'm not liable. What do you mean? But he's in your house. He's in the Jew's house. Still, it could even be in my house and I'm not liable yet. Hainu, meyachar sheha'odam nizhar v'nishma mi'chametz shaloi. So long as the Jew is guarding himself from his own chametz, hainu shelayach mitzmoichoi b'machshovei schutz v'rurim, where the Jew is trying his best not to spoil his brain by thinking bad thoughts through his own initiative, him thinking bad thoughts. Ve'im afal pike nichnas vakum. And if, despite his efforts, the guy crawls into his head, shehu asit rachra, v'chemtsoi biyodoi, and he's got his chametz in his hand, which is those bad thoughts, shehem ha'hirhurim shebo'em olov, sheloi bekavona. This is referring to these bad thoughts that came to me without my searching for them, seeking them out. Einoi chayev al zeh. You are not liable for that or punishable for that in any way. Ki ein zeh chometz shaloi. That's not called your chometz. Rak shetzorech lizoher shaloyiga boy. However, when the goy walks into the house with the sandwich, you're not allowed to touch that sandwich. The Jew is not allowed to touch that sandwich. V'lo yehene mimenu. And you're not allowed to have any benefit or any pleasure from it whatsoever. V'lo yehene nimshach achrov klal. And the Jew isn't allowed to draw himself to it in any way. That's the point. When the bad thoughts comes in, make sure that you don't enjoy it. You don't try to hold on to it and get it to linger, chas v'shalom. Val pi roiv. And Rav Nosson Zal says, in majority of cases, Al Yidezeh, if you'll follow this advice, Memela Yiskalik, it'll leave by itself. The thoughts will stop. It'll terminate by itself. Kimavur b'mokam achra, as we've explained in other places. Aval hu einoy tzorech l'stakel al zeh klal. However, you don't have to concern yourself with it at all. Don't get upset. Don't get nervous. Don't get... Rak sheyeh nizor sholeyeh hachometz sheloy. Just be careful not to make it yours by grabbing onto it and trying to hold on to the bad thought, trying to get it to linger, to stay in your mind. Just try to stay away from it. Try to keep back and keep away from it. If it comes in by itself, again, just don't grab onto it. Don't hold on to it. Rav Nosson Zal is not talking about trying to push it out. He said, Sheval Tasid, what Rav Nosson Zal said even. Just sit, even sitting and doing nothing in a sense. Doing nothing meaning, again, not taking action to cause the thought to linger and remain longer, but nothing. Just staying, trying to stay back, trying to stay apart from it. That the person should not sour his brain but through his own action of trying to hold on to those bad thoughts, letting it linger more than is necessary. There are some times when a thing comes or a person sees something, and again, they have the ability to take their eyes off it instantly. What do you mean? But the damage is done already. I saw it. No, the damage isn't done. Having seen it, although, again, we need to know that there are tzaddikim, or there are very, very religious people who try to practice shmiras le'inayim, let's say, or shmiras ha'mashavot, where they try to keep themselves so, so good that they try not to allow their eye even to see. Now, if they think that there's a chance that there's something not sneezes in a place, they'll make sure to be looking the other way, that kind of thing, so that they don't even get that first look. But again, those are yechidim that are capable of doing that. There are people who don't drive cars for this reason, because they feel that a person who lives in a very, very religious neighborhood, where 98% of the people in that neighborhood are dressed sneers and everything, that person, there's very, very little chance just about of that person ever having to witness something not sneers or not nice. And again, for such a person, if they get in a car and start driving, and when you're driving, usually you end up in other neighborhoods, in neighborhoods where it's not that strict, and it's much more easy to have to see. So again, there are some people who are capable of setting a standard in Yiddishkeit for themselves, that they have their neighborhood, and no car, and finish, and gemarnu, no test, in a sense. Whereas, not everybody lives by that standard, not everybody can live by that standard. For people who do drive, or for people who do live in other neighborhoods, or walk in other neighborhoods. And again, there are some people who walk with their eyes on the ground so they'll see nothing, but a person who doesn't do that, a person who's walking with his eyes up, he wants to try to appear normal by the world standards, that he's going to look straight. And again, if something comes into his focus, something that he's not supposed to look at or not think about, If it comes for a second, and the moment he realizes that this is something no good, he looks away, or he moves away, or he thinks away, then no crime was done. No crime was done. If not, chas v'shalom, that's when it's punishable. I hope there'll be another 5-10 minutes. Look at that. Maybe 10 minutes. V'zeh b'chinas matzo u'moror. Rav Nosson Zal says, now we can understand the concept of matzah and moror. Ki mevoyer shom b'Torah hanal, because Rav Nosson Zal said in the chapter in the Kutaman we're dealing with, shetzrichen lekabel ha-toychocho u-musr shel ha-tzadikim afiluim hu b'derech bizoyon, that we are required to accept reprimand and musr given to us by tzadikim, even if at times they give it to us in an insulting way. It's said, mamish with bizoyin. Vayidezeh zoichen lechesed. And if a Jew accepts that, he zoichet to chesed.
Instructive abuse.
Excuse me?
Instructive abuse.
Right. Shayidezeh choit chenes hamalchus, shehu asecho kanal. Said that that's the chesed that's used as a knife to slice away the malchus, which the klipos have grabbed hold on to themselves, malchus, which is called sechel tachtoin, chokhmat hatov, And give the Jew the ability to raise that Malchus Chochmat HaTov during the three Yomim Tov, Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkos, which is when that Oyer Haponim is shining, which is one of the major times for Aliyas HaMalchus. V'zeh b'chinas matzo umor oyer. Rav Nosson Zal says, I'll show you how this whole concept is included in matzo umor oyer. Mor oyer marames al ha-toichocho shu b'derech bizoyon, shu b'chinas merirus. The term mor oyer refers to bitterness. This is referring to what a person feels sometimes when he's given this toichocho in an insulting way. Utsrichim lekabel oiso, and a Jew must eat mora. There's a mitzvah to eat mora at times. Vaideze mekablin hachesed shehi bechinas matzo bechinas pesach. Ah, and by accepting the mora, the Jew is zoche to the matzah. Matzah is synonymous with pesach. Because we know that in the Chumash, you will never find the word Chag HaPesach fine. It's called Chag HaMatzos. So Rav Nosson Zal says, the word Matzah is synonymous with Pesach, and the word Pesach is synonymous with Chesed. Shehu Chesed Godoil. Shehu Roish V'Klal Shel Kol HaSholish Regolim. Pesach is the first one, and the sum total of all three holidays. Shemaschilim Pesach, they start from Pesach. Sheoz hoitzionu mitzrayim. That's when Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim. Vegilolanu alakusi isporach haidei Moshe Rabbeinu, and He revealed Himself to us through Moshe Rabbeinu. Sheze iev shelisko is kimaide chesed, where we've learned in that chapter in the Kodemam that it's impossible to be zeche to hasoga selukus without chesed. Shemekablim alidei atoichocha anal. We had said that you need Chochmat HaTov, you need Malchus, in order to be able to receive the Hasagas Elokus, right? But we said sometimes there's a problem, that the Malchus has been rerouted. Amalek got hold of it, the Goyim grabbed hold of this Chochmat HaTov, and then you're in trouble. Then there's no way for you to get Hasagas Elokus, because you can't get Hasagas Elokus without the Tzimtzum, without the Chochmat HaTov. And if the Chochmat HaTov is in Amalek's pocket, you're in trouble, you're out of it. And we were told that the only way to get the Chochmat HaTorah away from Amalek and return it to the Kedusha is through the Toichocho, which is the Chesed that gives you the ability to slice it away. That's why the holiday of Pesach, which is a time when Hashem wanted to start showering the Yidden with Hasagas Elokus via Moshe Rabbeinu, that's why Moror appears on the menu on Pesach. Because part of that process of being able to receive Hasagas Elokus through Chochmat HaTorah requires being able to take the Malchus away from the Goyim, and that requires Toichocho, which comes sometimes with Merirus, bitterness. Valkein Pesach Hu Chesed Kiyodua. And this is why al pi Kabbalah we are taught that Pesach represents Chesed. It's brought that the three holidays, Pesach, Shavuot, Sukkos, correspond to Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov. Avraham is Chesed. That's why we start the Seder with whoever wants, come in and eat by me. That's Midas Avraham Avinu, the house that was open on all four sides. Kol Dichven Yesev Yechel. Shavuot represents Yitzchak Avinu. Shavuot is Pachad. The Torah was given on Har Sinai with thunder and lightning and everything. Sukkos is Yaakov Avinu. There's a pasuk in the Chumash, V'Yaakov Nosa Sukkoso, or Va'yiven Lo Sukkos, Lemikneos, Va'yiven Lo Bais, Lemikneos, Sukkos, a few psukim relating to that. So Pesach is Chesed. And again, the Chesed has to be gotten sometimes through Moror, through Merirus, through Toichocho in the form of insult. Now again, this is something for tzaddikim to do. So umorar, Rav Nosson Zal says, this is why the Torah puts these two together. We package the matzah and the morar. Ki hachesed, b'chinas matzah shel Pesach, because the chesed, which is represented by the matzah, we said that the matzah was the hasogat moichem begadlos. That's the meaning of chesed. It's impossible for a Jew to be zoche to that chesed without going through this bitterness, these insults. because the Mara that we eat on Pesach is to commemorate the bitterness, the fact that the Egyptians made our life bitter in Mitzrayim. Shekolze marames al hamarirus shesoivlim koidim shemavarim dinei haTorah, whereby the whole story in the Chumash, where it speaks about the Egyptians making the Jews' life bitter with bricks and cement and other things, the Zohar HaKadosh says that that is all alluding to the bitterness and the difficulties, the struggles that a Jew has to go to before he's zeichet to understand the Torah properly. As the Zohar HaKadosh says on those that pasuk in Chumash, where it says that the Jews went through avoda kasha, the Zohar HaKadosh says bekashia. Kasha means difficult, referring to the questions that a person has on the Gemara that he's learning. He doesn't understand it. Why does it say this? I don't understand what that means. The Chomer, and it says with lime, they made the Jews go through difficulty using lime. The Zohar HaKadosh says, the Chomer Hilchasa. This refers to Chumras and Kulais, the difficult portions of Torah and the easier portions of Torah. The Chol Zeh Hamarirus Nimshach Mehatoirois Hapsulois Shelasit Rachra Shene'echos in Bahahalocha. This bitter struggle that a Jew goes through in order to understand Torah properly is because of the Satan's Torah, the Torah of Klipa that has become mixed in and latched onto the Halacha. The Halacha, the Shulchan Aruch, has all kinds of junk that leeches, that have leached onto it, Klipois and Tuma, lice, and all these other things that have attached onto it, Shehem Bechinas Moitz V'Tevin. They represent the chaff on the outside of a kernel of wheat. Shetzrichan Levarer Halacha Mehem, where a Jew is obligated to extract the Halacha from among this casing of Klipa Tuma waste matter. Kimishon Nimshachin Kol HaKashis. That's what causes all the questions and difficulties that a person has in learning Gemara, Shulchan Aruch, in being able to draw forth the Halacha L'Maisa in a sense. It comes from the fact that there are these Toirois of the Sitracha, there are these Klipois that have latched themselves onto it. Now, that's a problem related to learning. Rav Nosson Zal says, U'kemoikein koshe lehispalel. And this also manifests itself in the difficulties that we have in being able to daven with a clear mind, without bulbulim, without bad thoughts and all kinds of things. Ki hatfila hi kefi hatoyro kanal. Because a person's tfila is dependent on the person's learning. According to how much quantity and quality of his learning is going to have direct bearing on the quantity and quality of his tefillah. The Alkein Pirish Admor Zal Gamze HaPosuk Vayemoru Bavoida Kosho Linin Tefillah Kemuva Balikut HaTanina. And this is why we find that the same Likutei Maran, where in one chapter in Likutei Maran he explains, he applies this pasuk about the bitterness and everything to the study of Torah, there's another chapter in Likutei Maran where Rabbeinu Zal applies that whole discussion about moror and bitterness to the struggle a person goes through in being able to daven with a clear mind. Because these two are interdependent. A person's learning affects his davening. And all of this gets corrected and fixed through the toichocho, which a Jew is zeichet to receive from tzaddikim, afal pishu bederech bizoyen. Even though it's coming in an insulting way, that's not a sign that, oh, that proves to me he's not a tzaddik. If he was able to insult me, then obviously he's not a tzaddik. No, in many cases that's true, but there are certain times whereby the big tzaddikim, Rabbeinu Zal, at one point insulted Rav Nosson Zal. Rav Nosson Zal writes about it, in Eira or not. And when it's coming from there, it's not an indication that he's not a tzaddik. On the contrary, it's an indication that the tzaddik realizes that the student needs a certain kind of tikkun, where the only way he's going to get it is through teichocha being given in this form. Shesoiva, and Rabbeinu Zal explains over there, ki bishvil zeh meichichan oisono b'derech bizoyin. It's for this reason that the tzaddikim reprimand us in an insulting way. Shesoivlim tzar godel meitano. Because they, the tzaddikim, suffer incredible pain from us. We make them, we put them through horrible suffering. Machmas shet tfilasenu, v'toirasenu, eno karoi, because of the fact that our tefillah and Torah is very messed up, kimavur shamayin shama, as Rabbeinu Zal explains over there on the Kutimran, and our tefillah and Torah goes to the tzaddik and messes up his tefillah a little bit sometimes, and messes up his Torah. And this bothers the tzaddik tremendously, so sometimes, in rare occasions, he bites back. And Rabbeinu Zal says over there in the Kutimran that it's legitimate, and it's to our advantage, it's to our benefit. And then, when a Jew, despite the fact that he's being insulted, takes it correctly, he takes it only constructively, he receives this spectacular chesed that comes from the Sechachim. Now you understand why the Torah puts these two together? Because the matzah is dependent on the morer. The morer is what helps the person get to the matzah, which is the chesed. Rav Nosson Zal called it the chesed, or the moichin the gadlus. Both of those things.
Matzah?
Matzah. Chesed. Ois zayin. Vezeh bechinas hanofas ha'oimer soirim. This is the concept of the lifting up of the oimer, which is a particular measure of soirim, of bali. Bechinas sfira soimer. Related to the mitzvah of counting to the Oimer. Ki Oimer Soirim hu bechinas klolius kol hatzinsumim ki odua. It is known in the writings of the Arizal that this measure of barley, Oimer Soirim, represents the totality of all types of tzimtzum. Tzimtzum means constriction, and the Arizal, here Rav Nosson Zal doesn't go into it, but he mentions it in other places. That the word, just to, briefly, the word sa'ira, which means barley, is bigimatria 2 times menatzbach, mem nun tzadik peichov, which are the letters in the aleph beis which appear differently at the end of a word. They're called seifiyos, like end letters, end the mem, end the nun, and they represent symptom. They close a word. You know, when they close a word, they appear differently. So they represent closing, symptom. That's the concept of sa'ira. And Oimer is also a measure. It's a particular measure. When something is measured, it's always an inyan of tzimtzum. It's not infinite. It's not without boundaries. And the Arizal and Sifrei Kabbalah show how this concept of Oimer Soirim encompasses the whole issue of tzimtzum in Yiddishkeit. Hainu bechinas tzimtzumim anal. This refers to the tzimtzumim that we spoke about earlier. She'al yodom zoichin lahasoga selukus, which are used to get a person to be able to understand about Hashem. We said you can't just be given infinite knowledge of Hashem. It's got to be packaged and put into finite pieces. Bechinas klal kabbalah satoira, the concept of us getting the Torah on Har Sinai in 613 mitzvahs, and each mitzvah being broken out into its components. Shono machinim atzmenu lazeh bimei sfira, whereby we are involved in preparing ourselves for Kabbalah Satorah during the days of Sfira, al yidei shemisaknin oz kol ha-tzimtzumim kanal, by preparing all the tzimtzumim, all the vessels into which the light of Hashem is going to be poured into. Hashem is oyer, it's light. The light has to be poured into tzimtzumim, which are kelim, which can contain that light. Vatzimtzumim heim bechinas sa'arois. These tzimtzumim are like hairs. Shezeh bechinas oimer soirim. Rav Nosson Zal says, and we can relate this back to the oimer soirim, because in Hebrew, the word for hair is sa'aro, and the word for barley is soira, same exact letters. And both items represent tzimtzum, because we've always learned that chita, wheat, represents human food, higher level. Barley is animal food. An animal compared to a human is a concept of tzimtzum. An animal is no das or little das compared to human. So the animal food, barley, represents tzimtzum compared to wheat, which is human food. And the sa'arois, the hair, we said yesterday, represents those thin, thin pipes into which the sechel is, you know, pumped out and pumped in. Bechinas omer noke. We find in Daniel, I think, or in one of the prophets, it says that Kaviochel, he saw a vision of Hashem, and Hashem's hair appeared like pure wool. Amra, Ayin Mem Resh in Aramaic, means wool. Noke is pure, like pure white wool. Shehu bechinas saros kedoshim elyoinim. This refers kaviyochol to the heavenly hairs, the holy, holy heavenly hairs. Kemuva b'ksovim, as is brought in the writings of the Arizal. V'zeh bechinas soirim, and this is the concept of barley that we use during the sphere, the Karban Omer. Bechinas shiurin the asfen dairaisa. Shiurin means the fixed amounts, the constrictions of the letters of the Torah, where each letter in the Torah is a tzimtzum. The beis is written exactly this way, so tall, so wide, you know, in form in this way, and the vav is the other way, that whole thing. Shehim bechinas saros. This is all the concept of hairs, bechinas tzimtzumim, which are constrictions. So now Rav Nosson wants to tie together what he spoke about earlier, the issue of hairs being tzimtzumim, with the Omer Soirim, which we bring in Sira, because Soira is barley, and it's the same word as Soira Saros. And barley is also in the Tzimtzum. V'zeh Shemuva, and this is why it's brought in the Zohar HaKadosh, She'Omer Soirim Hu Bechinas Minchas Kenois. That the Omer, which is brought from barley, which was brought on the second day of Pesach, is comparable to the sacrifice that's brought by a woman who is accused of being Soita. She brings a minchas sa'irin. That's the only other case where it's a korb mincha made from barley, not wheat. And that's called minchas kenois, the korb mincha when her husband becomes jealous of her. He sees her associating with another man. Hainu bechinas toichocho hanal. This is tied into the reprimand that we spoke about earlier. Sha'al yodo choitchines hamalchus. We said earlier that you need toichocha to be able to slice away the malchus, the chochmatato, from the klipois. We slice it away from the four kingdoms, shem bechinas amolek, which represent amolek. As is written in that chapter in the Likutei Moran, ayin shom. Now Rav Nosson Zal explains. Ki minchas kenois zeo bechinas toichocha. This korb mincha that a woman brings when she's being accused of soita, shemekanelo umoichiachoisa. This is based on her husband expressing jealousy and reprimanding his wife, saying to her, altisterium ishploini, I refuse to allow you to go into a secluded place with that man. He sees her talking to a man, and he accuses her of possibly doing something wrong, and he says, I don't want you to do that again. That's toichocha. So we see that the mincha soita, which is a barley mincha, is a concept of teichocha. V'chein beklolius Yisrael, and so too regarding klal Yisrael, ha'oimer soirim hu bebechinas minchas kenois. The korban oimer, which klal Yisrael brings, you know, in the beginning of Sfiras Oimer, represents minchas kenois, represents this concept of this korb mincha, which is brought as a result of a jealousy. Shehat tzadik mekamei umaychiach es Yisrael, whereby the tzadik is jealous for Hashem, and he's the one who's reprimanding Klal Yisrael, umazhiroisim, and warning us, al tisteri mishpleini, don't you dare go into seclusion with your yetzer hara, don't you dare let him to take, you know, seduce you. This evil character, this Yetzer Hara, who wants to seduce you and push you off the true path. However, this reprimand is being given with tremendous love. Even though it's coming off offensive a little, it's coming off insulting, but it's coming from a place of love. Shemekane lo v'oimer alt history, where he's expressing his jealousy and saying, I don't want you to go, and I don't want to see you talking to that man. Shezehu bechinas bizoyoin, where on one hand, it's insulting for a wife to be accused, or for Klal Yisrael to be accused by the tzaddik, that we're hanging out with the Yetzara. Afal pikein hakoil machmas ahava, but still it's coming from a place of love. Bebechinas, as the Zohar HaKadosh says, kol rechimusa d'loy kosher imo kino lav rechimusa rechimu. Any love that does not have jealousy attached to it is not a genuine love. If a husband says, I don't mind if you talk to other men, it doesn't bother me, then it shows that something's wrong. The ahava is not bishleimus, because it's supposed to bother you. Again, there's different levels. There's craziness. But the Torah, Hashem says that the definition of ahava is an ahava where there is a jealousy associated with it. She'ikar ha-kino v'ha-toychocho ha-koil machmas ahava v'chesed. The main jealousy and reprimand is coming from a place of love and kindness, kedei lahachziram lamuto, to get Klal Yisrael to come back, to return to the path of good. Loila rachik chas Hashem, not to push us away, kiem lekarev b'kol minei iskarvus, but rather to bring us close in every way possible. V'al kein, and therefore, al yedei toychocho zois, through this type of teichocha, coming from a tzaddik, mizgale chesed, it's actually a manifestation of kindness. She'al yodoi choytchen es ha-malchus chochmat ha-toa b'b'chinas ha-tzimtzum emanal, b'b'chinas ha-molik, which is what gives us the ability to slice away the malchus, which is called chochmat ha-toa, which is the tzimtzumim, to slice it away from ha-molik, take it away from ha-molik. Dehainu, mei chochmas chitzoinius, meaning to cut away the Chochmat HaTorah from Chochmas Chitzonius, which represents the Goyim, the Klipas, their junky philosophies and things, Hameviyam Lapikursis, which lead to anti-Hashem type of thoughts, Shehem Roitzem Lehischakim B'Chochmosam Horor, Al Yidei Atzimtzumim V'Asichvim Ktanim, Shehem Hagdomois V'Sibuvim Lahaskal Yidam HaSavis Lekuz, whereby these Goyim, these other nations, or these Apikursim, try to use the different forms of knowledge, different tzimtzumim, different forms of Chochmat HaTorah, they try to pervert it and use it for their purposes, to pass on their philosophies of atheism and psychological things that lead people away from Hashem, Rachmona Litzlan. The Efsher Lekabel HaTorah, Rav Nosson says, "V'heim roitzim lahafri chas v'sholom laham shichelo asichlius l'chochmosam v'darcheichem aroim." They want to try to turn things upside down and to draw these sichlius to their chochmas and to their bad ways, to use it to justify their cultures and their ideas about life. V'yevsher lekabel hatoyro kiim kishemis rachakimehem b'chol minei hachokos. And Rav Nosson Zal says, it's impossible for a Jew to be zeichet to a real Kabbalah Satoira unless he keeps far away from those things. So that some of this Torah Umada philosophy, some people who think that they can combine Torah plus culture, it's a very delicate, dangerous type of area. Because if you make the tiniest mistake, you're trying to get Torah with Chochmas Chitzonius, it won't work. So that this is what Klal Yisrael is involved in during these days of Sfira Soimer, to prepare ourselves for Kabbalah Satorah. How? By cutting ourselves away from the Chochmas Chitzonius, from all of that stuff. Because by performing the mitzvah of Omer Soirim, the Korban Omer with the barley, which we said represents the totality of all types of tzimtzum, and part of the mitzvah of the Omer was cutting the Omer, cutting that first tavua, and bringing it, you know, as a Korban in the Beis HaMikdosh, Aideze Koitzrin V'Choitchen Es HaTzimtzumim Mebechinas HaMolek. What we're doing symbolically is we're slicing away the barley, which represents the tzimtzumim, slicing it away from the goyim, from the klipos. B'dchinas kitzru lefi chesed. As the pasuk says, you will harvest with kindness. Kitzru with chesed. We said chesed was the teichocha. Ki ho'imer soirim minchas kenois hu b'dchinas teichocha. Because we said the korban omer, which was from barley, is similar in concept to the Mincha Soirim, which the Soita brought, which is this concept of Toichocho, through which is revealed Chesed. Through which gives us the ability to slice away the Malchus, the Tzimtzum, from the Goyim. Umeinifin ho'oimer. And we lift up this Oimer, which is Klolius HaTzimtzumim, which represents all the Tzimtzumim. We lift it up, LaHashem Yisporach. The mitzvah with the Omer was that the Kohen had to lift it up. Lohoiro is to show she'tzrichim lohonif ulohorim kol atzimtzumim vasichliim lohonif hakoel Hashem Yisborah. That a Jew who has a learning methodology, if he knows this concept of tzimtzum and everything, he's got to lift it up to Hashem. He's got to use it for Torah, use it for Hasogas Elokus. To use that whole methodology for understanding Hashem. This is why the Oimer is brought from barley, Shehu Michael Behema, which is animal food. Lohiro is to teach us Shekol Hasichlim Vahatsinsumim, that all wisdoms, all types of knowledge and culture and Tsinsumim, calls man she'ein meinifin oisam Hashem Yisborach, so long that the person doesn't lift it up and use it for Hashem, heim kulam rak bechinas behemius mamish. It's a bunch of animals. It's animalism. That's what it is. Culture and knowledge that's not plugged into Hashem is behemois. Behemius. Bechinas heder adas. It's the opposite of das. The ikr tikunam, and the main tikun for all form, all aspects of knowledge and everything is al yidei hahanofa vaharama, by lifting it up. Shemeinifim umeirim emoisam Hashem yizborach, when these things are lifted up and used to serve Hashem or to get to understand Hashem by them, lahasig oisa yizborach al yodom, to get to understand Hashem through them. That's their tikun. That's when they have a tikun. That's when they're being used properly. Kemoi habehema. Rav Monson Zal says, just like an animal, shekol tikuna v'hanhagosa al yidei hodom abardas daika. The whole tikun for animals, for cows and sheep and all of that, and their whole ability to be led in any constructive manner is all based on human beings. Kemoi shekosur, as the pasuk says, yoda shoer koinehu. The ox realizes his master. He realizes that without the master, he's just a dumb ox. And with the master, he can help produce food, he can plow fields, he can be used to do all kinds of constructive things. He can be used for Suda Shabbos. Tremendous mitzvahs can be done through him. Avo b'loy ha'adam, whereas without the human, ein bo shum toyelis. The animal serves just about no purpose. What's going to result from the animal's whole life? It'll eat, exactly. Kemoy kain, look what Rav Nosson Zal does here. Rav Nosson Zal compares the chachmas to an animal. It's the same thing. If it's plugged into Hashem, if it's plugged into Adam, it has value. And if not, it's nothing. Kemoy kain kol hasichlius shema tzimtzumim anal. Dahainu hasichlius sheyicholim limtzei b'chol hadvarim sheboilim. All the different types of wisdoms that you could find in all items in creation. Botany, zoology, biology, shmagology, all of this stuff. Einom nikroim b'shem sechel odom. They are not considered to be human wisdoms. Kiim kishemeinif en oisam Hashem yizborach. Unless the person lifts it up to Hashem, unless he's looking for Hashem through it, he's looking, he's planting a field and he's there, he's learning agriculture to see the Hashem in the world. He wants to know how to become a better person through this because he knows that Hashem is in the agriculture. Hashem is in all of this stuff. Lahasik ulahakir oisam yizborach al yodom. Then it's odom. Otherwise, it's behemius. Avo mikoidem heim rak bechinas behemo mamish. Rav Nosson Zal says the best thing I can compare it to is animals. V'alkein onu meirimim meinifim hoimer. This is the symbolism in the fact that when they bring the korban hoimer, they lift it upwards to show shebo mison, which comes from barley, shum michael behemo, which is animal food, kidei lohonif kol hatzimtzumim lashem yizborach, to show that we're taking all tzimtzumim, all types of constrictions, which are symbolized by the barley, represents all kinds of chachma tator, and we're saying that this is all only of any use and purpose when it's plugged into Hashem. Shezeh ho'ikar. That's the ikar. Shebishvilzeh noitzarnu. That's why we were created. Shezehu ikar kabbalah satoira. This is called kabbalah satoira. When a Jew can take all the wisdoms of the world, all the tzimtzumim, all of that, and plug it totally into Hashem. Now here again, this is part of their defense mechanism. This is what the Torah Mada people will say, that that's exactly why we established this university, because we're taking all the wisdoms of the world, and we're teaching that to our students, and we're teaching Torah to our students, and we're assuming that eventually, somewhere along the way, the two will bump into each other, and they'll become a religious scientist. But unfortunately, what ends up happening along the way sometimes is that it becomes a scientific religion. Instead of the guy becoming a religious scientist, they modify the religion, they modify the mitzvahs to plug into, and the Torah and the Yiddish guide to plug into science or the other wisdoms. She'oz daika kruyim adam. That's when we are called Adam. Bechinas atem kruyim Adam. K'moshe Mazal. As the Gemara says, you, the Jewish people, are called Adam. Goyim aren't even called Adam. They're called Behema. They're compared to Behema because they're not plugging their knowledge into Hashem. As far as examples, the examples are, as I just said, if you have a person, if you have a Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh who was walking in the forest with his Talmidim, and he said, watch what I'm going to show you. And he showed him a leaf, and he followed the leaf until he showed him that this leaf traveled the whole thing until it came to a particular worm that didn't have food, that was its lunch for the day. And he showed him how this leaf, from the time Hashem created the world, this leaf was destined to be this worm's lunch. And because the worm was over there and it couldn't get there, the wind had to blow it, this whole thing, you know. So there's a person who's using the items of the world, gashmius and worldliness, and to see Hashem, to see Hashem and to attach it all to Hashem, and to use it all to increase his emunah and his yirah shemayim and his bitochen, that parnosis, all of this stuff. Versus lahavdil, the case of people who are taking the religion, taking Torah mitzvahs, and trying to justify how they understand why Hashem gave us the command not to eat pork, because it's scientifically, we've proven through scientific fact that this and this and, you know, and this and that. And again, sometimes they've proven scientifically that Hashem is right, and of course, every rule has its exceptions. There's the other times when Hashem missed that class, Chas v'Shalom, Hashem was absent for the class, and that's why he made Chas v'Shalom a mistake, you know, all of this kind of stuff. V'alkein hoyo mapolas homon amolek v'yoyim hanofas hoimer soirim. Rav Nosson Zal says, now I'll show you an interesting thing. The Gemara says in Megillah that when did Haman have his downfall? When did he start going down? On the day, the 16th day of Nisan, the day when the Jews bring the Korban Omer, Kemay Shekosev, as it says in the Gemara, that Haman said to Mordechai, remember when he walked into them while they were learning. So it says that when Achashverosh said to Haman, go take my horse and my thing and go to Mordechai and dress in this, that. So he went to Mordechai, knocked on the door. Where was Mordechai? In his sheath. He was giving a shear. So he asked them, what are you learning? So they told him, we're learning about the Omer Soirim. So he said, look at that. Your Omer Soirim came and it's toppling my 10,000 silver pieces that I tried to bribe Achashverosh with. He said, Osi Omer didchu, your Omer is coming and undoing all of my efforts and everything. Because we learned before that the Omer represents that toichocha with chesed. It represents the tzimtzumim, and the barley represents the minchas knois, which is the toichocha with the chesed, which cuts away the malchus from Amalek and everything. And once the malchus is cut away from him, he goes down the two. Ki nifsak chiyusa shemekabel mishon. His source of energy and life that Haman and Amalek was drawing from gets cut away from him. Shezel b'chinas vayishaseif Shmuel es Agag. As we learned earlier, that Shmuel sliced Agag into four. He sliced the dalet away from him. Kamo shekosel shon, as it says in Torah Lamed Likudimam. V'chein kamal umois naflu b'yoyim zeh. Rav Moshe Zal says, we find in Jewish history that there were several nations of the Goyim that started with the Yid and everything, that had their downfall specifically on the day that the Jews bring the Korban Omer. Ki kulam klulim ba'amolek. Because all nations of the world are plugged into Amolek. Amolek is the umbrella over all 70 nations, like. Rabbi Nezal brings in Sefer Amidos, if I'm not mistaken, that the word lo'omer, just say lo'omer, the lo'omer is the Rosh Hashanah, Me igra rama libira amikta. In the Gemara, there's an expression from a high attic to a low ditch, to the bottom, from the top of the attic to the bottom of the ditch, bottom of the basement. It's called Me igra rama libira amikta. The first letters of those words spell the word lo'omer. And Rabbi Nezal brings it as a remez that these days of Sefiras Omer are one of the major opportunities to be able to topple a Rosha, you know, who's on top of the ladder. This is the prime time to topple him and knock him all the way down.
Can I ask you a question?
During the tzimtzum, 7 times 7, the fact that we say chesed, shebechesed, each one of those is a tzimtzum. Each one of those is a compartment. We're not just talking Hashem. No! Today is chesed, shebechesed, gvur, shebechesed. It's all tzimtzum. It's compartmentalized. Modular, that's what we're showing. That what we're involved in these 49 days is making the tikkun for the tzimtzumim. What are the tzimtzumim? Gvur shebechesed, netzach shebehod. Each one of these.
Are we meant to be working on those items?
Yes. In other words, the Arizal shows how each one of these days there's a tikkun being affected for this particular slot, this particular box. And Rabbeinu Zal comments in the Likutei Moran that one who has chokhmah will be able, by listening to the conversation of people during a particular day of Sphira, to see how they're all talking about the Sphira of that day. Rabbeinu Zal writes in the Likutei Moran, which means that he was able to do this. When he heard people talking today, 25th day of the Omer, he would hear Netzach Shebenetzach, he would hear exactly how it's tying into the unit of Netzach Shebenetzach. Simple. They're all beeping. Each one's trying to be menatzeach. Each one's trying to win. This one's beeping and it's trying to beep louder and victory, victory. Kingdom. Okay, right. V'alkein ha'omer hu reishis hakotzir. Rav Nosson Zal says now you can understand why the omer is called the first harvesting. And look at the word that Chumash uses. Kotzir, reishis hakotzir. Chumash Yekosid, as it says in the Chumash. V'havesem es omer reishis kitzirchem el hakoyen. You will bring the omer, which is the first of your harvest, kitzirchem, cutting, to the koyen. V'hu matir liktzor hatvua. And once you've cut that, that's what gives you permission to harvest the rest of your crops. First you have to cut for the omer, then once you bring that to the koyen, you have rishus to cut the rest of your crops. This ties into what Rabbeinu Zal writes in that chapter in the Likutei Moran about cutting with for the chesed. Dehainu shetzrichem lachtoich hamalchus mebchinas amolek al yideh chesed. You have to cut away the malchus from Amalek through chesed. V'zeh bechinas tikun ketziras hatvua mehoretz. Rav Nosson Zal says, I'll show you how this is represented by cutting away the oimer from the earth, cutting down these stalks of barley. Why? Ki ha'oretz niskalalo mechet Adam Rishon she'ochel me'etz hadas tevaro. From the time that Adam Rishon ate from the Eitz Hadas, the earth was cursed. Arura ha'adamo b'avurecha, it says. U'bozeh pogam bebechinas hatzimtzum, hatzimtzumim. When Adam Rishon ate from the Eitz Hadas, he was poigim in the tzimtzumim she'tzrichim lovoy al yodam la'sogus l'kus, through which a person is supposed to get to understand Hashem better. Shehu chai hachayim. Hashem who is the source of life. So Adam Rishon was poigim in that. V'noto achar hahevel shel chochmas chitzonius. And he deviated from that and went into these chochmas chitzonius, shenim shachachrem, which Adam Rishon was drawn to, al yidei achilas eitz hadas toivara, by eating from that tree which had good and bad mixed into it. Where do we see? What's the connection between good and bad and chachmas chitzonius? Ki bevadai yesh boi toiv. Because certainly there is some good in those chachmas. Ki shoyresh hatzimtzumim vasichli manal shorosham toiv. Because the origin, the beginning point of those tzimtzumim and sichliim is coming from a place of holiness, of kedusha. Kidei lovay al yodom lasoves elokus. Avol hu irev toiv vora. But Adam Rishon, by partaking from that tree, was mixing good and bad. V'nosan yenika lohara, and he was giving sustenance to the bad. Shehu b'chinas chochmas chitzonius, which is the wrong wisdom, is b'chinas amolek. Shehu zuamas hanochash, amolek represents the filth of the snake. Sheyeh yonik mehem, that they should be able to draw. V'oz, and as a result of that, niskalelo ho'adoma bavuroi, the earth was cursed because of him. Umeoz nisarvo hatvua bipsoiles moitzvoteven. And as a result of Adam Rishon eating from the tree of wisdom, Hashem made it that anything that grows from the earth has good and bad. It has a kernel and a chaff, the junk on the outside that grows. Utzrichim kama mitzvois b'hatvua. And suddenly it became necessary to have all kinds of mitzvahs done with the tvua. Hakoil levarer hatvua mizua masanochash miklolas ha'adoma. All in order to purify the tvua from the filth of the snake that got on it, and to purify it from the curse that Hashem issued on the earth. V'alkein bo'es ha'kotzir tzrichim tchila mitzvus kotzir soimra. Therefore, at the time of harvesting, the first thing you have to do is cut the omer. In order to slice away the malchus from Amalek, this is exactly what's represented by our cutting the tvua from the earth. To extract the tvua from the, take it away from the earth which was cursed. B'china zua masanocha shuchoch meschitzonis. Ki sechel ha'odom. Now the question is again, what does tvua have to do? We were talking about sechel. We're talking about chochma tator. We're talking about taking sechel and cutting it away from them. How are you affecting that by cutting tvua from the ground? But Moshe says it's simple. How does a person get sechel? Through tvua. Ki sechel ha'odom hu kithi hu achila b'gdusha. Because a person's brain, a person's wisdom and intelligence is all based on how he eats, whether he eats bigdusha or the opposite. As is explained in other chapters on Likutei Moran. Ki chiyus ha'odom shehu hadas mamshich ha'isei Hashem Yisborach alidei ho'achila. Because the life, the essence of life of a person, which is his brain power, Hashem gives to the person in the food that the person eats. If he's eating kosher food, if he's eating healthy food, if he's eating good things, he's getting good energy to the brain. And if not, Chas Hashem is getting the opposite. The ikur hu achilas halechem. The most important food item is lechem. Shemezan zayin, which is what nourishes a person. That's what gives the person the most nourishment. It's brought that the word lechem is bigimatria 3 times yudkei vavkei, corresponding to the 3 parts of the brain, because lechem is called brain food. That's why the Torah speaks about pas shachris, that it's preferred, if possible, to eat bread in the morning for breakfast, because that's what gives your brain the energy it needs to learn Torah, etc., etc. Right. Alkein tzorech lekatshoi kanal. Therefore, a person has to sanctify his achila, levaroi mizu amasanochosh, in order to extract it from the filth of the snake, kidei shloiyah nimshach alidei achila zois achar chochmas chitzonius, so that as a result of eating bad food, he shouldn't be led into chochmas chitzonius, bad kinds of wisdoms, shemarach kimei Hashem Yisborach, which lead the person away from Hashem. Kimei shekosav, as the pasuk says, pen toichal v'savoto, that be careful, Hashem says, watch it, Yidden, chas v'shalom, you're going to eat and get full, v'ram levavcho, and your heart will start feeling arrogant, v'shachachtos Hashem alikecho, and you'll forget Hashem. Forget Hashem as a result of what? As a result of what you're going to eat. Your eating is going to lead you to forget Hashem. Alkein, therefore, alyidei ktziras ha'omer, by slicing the omer, by cutting away the omer from the cursed ground, which represents Amalek. The ground was cursed at the time that the snake got chavar itnei tzadas. The snake was cursed, the ground was cursed. It's one jumble to a degree. The curse of the ground means that the ground has part of the zuam asanochosh in it, has part of Amalek in it. And by cutting the tvua, and that's reflected in the fact that just about anything produced from the ground has klipa on it, that has junk on it, that has to be torn away and cut away. Therefore, by the Yidden being Mekayim, this mitzvah of cutting of Yomer, we're drawing this tikkun that Rabbi Nezal speaks about, b'chinas v'kitzru l'fi chesed. By doing that, we're slicing away the malchus, which represents the totality of all of this chochma tator, all of this tzimtzum. We're slicing it away from the tumah, which is called chachmas chitzonis, bad treif wisdoms. This is exactly what's being reenacted through our physical action of harvesting the tvua, cutting it, and then lifting it up to Hashem. Rav Nosson's showing you the video of Torah Lamed in Likutei Moran. Rav Nosson's showing you, if you analyze the mitzvah of Ktzira Sonim and understand all of it, you see Mamish a live presentation of what Rabbeinu Zal presents in Torah Lamed in Likutei Moran, which seems to be all spiritual hocus pocus. He's showing you the physical activities that a Yid does to make all of those things happen.